Keeping up with the stats. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Just how much do you know about USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service? Susan Carter tells us more.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service has been recognized as the world leader in the field of ag stats for more than a century.
NAS produces, under cooperative agreements, agriculture statistics for each of the states in the U.S.
Dr. Cynthia Clark is the NAS administrator.
We do many surveys, and we do a census every 5 years,
including producing reports on commodity markets of interest to ag business, farmers and ranchers, and world agricultural statistics demand and supply estimates known as WASDE.
The data that we produce is very useful in planning what they intend to produce during a crop year. We produce intentions to plant, produce acreage that is planted, and then later in the season we'll provide estimates of yield and production of the major agriculture commodities.
This also includes livestock and dairy estimates. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Well, here in Tennessee, we depend on the numbers coming out of the Ag Statistics Office in Nashville. They're located at Ellington Agricultural Center, but conduct extensive surveys with farmers and extension leaders across the state throughout the year to get the latest statistics for agriculture in Tennessee. For instance, just a few weeks ago, they gave us a glimpse of what farmers are planning this year. And while the numbers will fluctuate a little because of all the wet weather and the delays in planting, for the most part, it looks like farmers have planted about 950,000 acres of corn. That's the second highest acreage in 25 years, but down by about 90,000 acres from last year. Soybeans are up by about 100,000 acres, or 9% over last year, to 1.36 million acres. The cotton crop took a big drop this year to 260,000 acres. That's down 32% from last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.